that makes you crackle.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Sorry, I had to clear my throat. So today's entire show is going to employ critical thinking. Both the first half with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, when we talk about science for humans, and then the second half when we talk about dispelling the high-fiber myth with Russ Scala. When critical thinking and truth conflicts with science, we must abandon the science. We must abandon the science. You cannot blindly follow science. People think that science is absolute. Well, the science of yesteryear told us that mercury cured diseases. You know what I mean? So let's be clear about something. When you know something to be true and it's contradicted by science, you must go with what you know to be true. The failure to do this is ignorance. Ignoring things, ignoring the facts. And we're going to talk about that in just a minute in two different areas. But before we get started, I have to pay homage to our title sponsor, All American Pharmaceuticals and EFX Sports. Right now, you can get 6 free samples and lots of other goodies because people are sending me pictures of the stuff that they're getting when they do this. You pay $5.99, which is legitimately the shipping fee for a box of stuff. 6 free samples of the most popular products made by All American Pharmaceuticals and sold through EFX Sports by going to superhumanradio.net and clicking one of the EFX Sports banner ads. I promise you, it'll be like Christmas all over again. Check that out. And without further delay.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Dr. J, how you doing, man?
I'm good, Carl. How about you, buddy?
Good, good, good. So today's discussion between you and I, are bodybuilders prone to higher risk of cancer? This comes from a study that was released last month, and it was picked up by several popular websites, including T-Nation, promoting the fact or the idea that the mammalian target of rapamycin, mTOR, which is responsible for the protein synthetic response that we get from high-quality protein, leucine increases mTOR. That the study said that mTOR is linked to causing cancer. And Will Brink, I got to pay Will Brink a compliment. He wrote a very thorough, balanced, well-thought-out article addressing this issue. And he's like us. I mean, he really is like us, you and I, when we think about this topic. He's going, look, you know, high mTOR, low mTOR, both dangerous, but does it really cause cancer? I don't think so. And I don't think it does either. But I want to bring this away from science and studies for a second. How many decades have you been involved in bodybuilding as a professional and then as this owner of a fantastic supplement manufacturer?
You know, if you take, you know, all of the weight training days, I mean, we're going back to 1972, you know, 1970.
You're thinking about this, you go, God, I forgot I was that old. But we're talking about 40 plus years you've been involved in bodybuilding in one shape or another.
Correct. You know,
okay.
Because again, weight training, we're working on our body. So whether you're doing it for a sport or you're doing it for health, it's all bodybuilding.
Right. And part of that history that you've been involved with of building your body for sports or building your body for competitive bodybuilding, I would imagine that eating high quality, high protein was an important part of your success.
Absolutely. I mean, even from day one as a young child, not really knowing anything about food, protein was always a main staple, you know, in our diet, and we learned really quickly that the more protein we ate, the quicker we would grow. I mean, it was just kind of a learned, instinctive thing.
Okay, so now stay with me here for a second. Throughout your professional career of bodybuilding, you have encountered many other bodybuilders. Yes, right?
Correct.
Okay. And those bodybuilders ate very, very high protein diets. They ate every 2 to 3 hours to stimulate the protein synthetic response throughout the day. Some of them woke up in the middle of the night to have a protein meal. Is this correct?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Stay with me. And all right. And of those bodybuilders, many of them used drugs that promoted the increase in growth factors in IGF-1. Testosterone increases IGF-1, estrogen increases IGF-1, and the direct use of growth hormone and other type drugs increase IGF-1. Correct, right?
Correct.
Okay. IGF-1 has been associated with the increase in cancer risk and now mTOR. Okay, so we're talking about a population. If you were doing studies, you use a rat that's prone to cancer if you're doing cancer studies. So I would say to you, I would make this very, very far-reaching statement. I would say to you that you are part of a population, a segment of our population that in theory, but their use of drugs and their consumption of high-quality, large amounts of protein stimulated a lot of mTOR throughout their careers, sometimes every day for 10, 15 years. Is that a safe assumption?
You know, I would have to say absolutely.
Okay. How many bodybuilders did you know that got cancer back in the day? Any kind of cancer. I don't care if it was skin cancer, prostate cancer, any kind of cancer. How many?
You know what? That is actually good. I don't know any bodybuilders that mm-hmm. I know or have heard of over the last 30 years who have died of cancer.
Okay. Now, off the air, you said to me, I know one bodybuilder who got cancer, but he knows why he got the cancer because he was using that pituitary growth hormone that was taken from cadavers. That's Lyle Alzado. He got a brain tumor, right?
He did. And, you know, Lyle was a good friend of mine and quite open with, you know, diet, extraordinary supplementation. And I remember when he developed that brain cancer, he knew exactly what it came from. He never said, you know what, the doctors are saying because I ate too much protein. No, it was from the drugs that he took. And, you know, everybody had their own, oh, he had AIDS, he had this, he had that. No, he didn't. You know, Lau made a choice, as most athletes do, and he knew the risks of his choice. And unfortunately, you know, it got the best of him, but it wasn't from protein. And like you said, you know, the thousands, if not tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of bodybuilders, you know, going all the way back to Jack LaLanne days, you know, ate a high protein diet. As a matter of fact, you know, Arnold and those guys ate high protein, lower carbs and moderate fats. I mean, that was kind of the diet realm. When we got into it back in the, you know, the 70s and 80s, it was high protein, higher carbs, and lower fat. But protein has always been a staple, not only in bodybuilders, but most any athletes. But, yeah, like you said, if it were the mTOR, then why wouldn't all these bodybuilders?
We would have lots of bodybuilders developing cancers. We would know about this. I mean, we know about all the other stuff, right? We know when a bodybuilder gets his insulin wrong and his carbohydrate intake because he goes into a coma. We know about bodybuilders who get their diuretics wrong because they freeze on stage like statues, like Paul Dillett or even poor Samar Benoot, who died on stage because he got it wrong. We know about those things. So clearly, if we know about those little instances within the professional bodybuilding community, we would absolutely know, oh, did you hear who got cancer? Oh, did you hear who got cancer? And we go, wow.
No.
A lot of bodybuilding, but yet I would challenge you to scour your memory, other than Lyle, for one bodybuilder of probably the tens of thousands of bodybuilders that you've known over your career, for one bodybuilder who got cancer, any kind of cancer.
No, and here's the thing is, you know, all the bodybuilders, but let's look at, you know, let's expand that into the professional wrestling, because more professional wrestlers die than any other athlete. Yet the professional wrestlers abuse drugs more than any other sport. I don't know if you knew that.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, my goodness. The mortality rate is crazy. But we're looking at the same type of things that the bodybuilders die from.
Right.
You know, heart attacks is the main thing.
Right.
And we know that, you know, a lot of these drugs, not only, you know, steroids and what have you, or sports enhancement drugs, but recreational drugs combined, like Art Atwood. You know, not only was he on sports-enhancing drugs, but he got off into the recreational. We know that causes havoc on your heart.
Right,
a lot of them do. So heart attack is the biggest issue that you find. Now, recently we're finding guys, you know, dying from, you know, insulin issues. Again, these are all stupid drug-related issues that these athletes know the consequences, and they know what could happen, and they choose to do it. But they aren't dying from cancer. The people that are dying from cancer are usually the folks that are not as healthy. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, just because you're healthy, you know, it's not going to happen. But I would say that if you really look at the statistics, you know, being unhealthy and cancer is a pretty high popularity, you know?
Yeah, well, but I want to underscore something here. So everything that you just said proves that when bodybuilders die, the bodybuilding community knows about it, and they know why. Oh, he died of a heart attack, right? He died because he was using recreational drugs. He was using cocaine and sports and but the word travels fast, the word travels far, and we know why bodybuilders die. But yet I can't think of one bodybuilder, and you've been in it longer than me, that is gotten or died from cancer. Not one. And if Lyle is the only one that you know, and if we just say you knew 10,000 bodybuilders back in the day, one in 10,000, I wouldn't call that definitive epidemiological evidence that mTOR is causing cancer.
No, and you know, let's just take a step over real quickly into the science realm again. You know, I've been on this planet for a long time, and I can't tell you how many things in my lifetime I've heard that will cause cancer.
Mm-hmm.
If you paid attention to everything science says, you need to be living in a bubble, but be careful because that plastic from the bubble is going to cause cancer. The filters that are filtering the air is going to cause cancer. Here's the problem, Carl, is they are doing all these in vitro experiments, which means they're experimenting in a test tube. That's great. But don't go out and say the sky is falling because you did something in a test tube. Now, you know that I am involved with cancer research, and it recently has become a big passion of mine, which is why I'm starting a whole nonprofit research institute that will be dedicating you know, a lot of time to cancer research. I did in vitro stuff. And, you know, I have published papers out there about killing cancer, but I'm not going out saying I have a cure for cancer.
Right.
You know, that was some preliminary something, you know, a little bit of hypotheses. Same way with, you know, mTOR, or, you know, a couple weeks ago it was cholesterol.
Yeah, cholesterol, you know, cholesterol increases stem cell proliferation, and stem cells can feed cancer. Right. Yeah.
So therefore, growing up causes cancer because as you're growing, you're increasing cells. So
right.
That means, you know, just grow. So let's just kill all the babies.
Right.
And then we'll get rid of cancer. I mean, stupid. You know, I appreciate science. I appreciate people publishing things. But the problem is when the media takes these research and then they give their opinion on it, that's what really causes most of the problem.
Well, because the media puts gravity in something. So somebody's sitting home eating their Weight Watchers Lean Cuisine pizza, sitting on their ass all day, watching the news, and it goes, oh, high protein increases mTOR, mTOR increases cancer. They go, oh, it's a good thing I'm eating a pizza and not a steak. And they believe that. And the reality is, if you look through history back when, I mean, if you go far enough back, you'll find that science contradicts itself over and over as we learn more.
We do. I saw a video a couple months ago. It's kind of funny. There was a young couple sitting at a table having breakfast. It was probably the 1940s. And this guy from the future comes in, and he's like, stop, stop. You know, don't eat those eggs. They're going to cause cancer. And then he pops back in, and it's like the 1960s. Oh, no, don't eat the egg whites. The yolks are okay. And it keeps coming back.
Yeah.
It keeps changing. You know?
Yeah.
But, you know, look at smoking. You know, they say smoking causes cancer. But does everybody that smoke develop cancer?
No. They don't. Everybody that smokes doesn't even develop lung cancer. You would think that that would be a given, right?
So, again, I don't know, you know, does smoking cause cancer? Hey, I think it does. I think it's going to help.
I think that there are certain things that we do that increase your risk of developing cancer. But this is why spending more and more money on genetic causes of cancer is a waste of time. Because there's so many good twin studies. I love twin studies. They take monozygotic twins and one has one lifestyle and one has the other, and they watch them and they go, out of these 36 twin pairs, they all had the BRCA gene, but out of the 36 twin pairs, you know, only half of them developed breast cancer. And that tells you that the genetic link to cancer is not accurate. Unless 100% of them develop cancer, then you go, genetics is causing this problem. But other than that, it's what you do with your genes that is going to result in cancer.
And I can't tell you how many people I know that have died of cancer. And most recently, just last week, I was at a funeral for a young guy, 39, brain cancer. Mm. Another friend died about 5 years ago of brain cancer. And, you know, this gentleman, nice guy, you know, he didn't lift weights, so I know that he didn't eat a high-protein diet.
Yeah, right.
You know, he was fairly healthy, but, you know, he wasn't out of shape. So, you know, what caused him? I mean, you know, he spent 2 years going through all of the medical things to cure him, and they couldn't, you know, and it ended up taking his life. Now, my other friend, they did the whole radiation thing on it, and it ruined his life. You know, it completely changed his mental awareness. It turned him into a whole different person. You know, he lost his wife, everything from it. And then eventually, you know, about 5 or 6 years later, it ended up taking his life. And again, you know, he wasn't the healthiest guy. You know, both these guys ran and did stuff, but they weren't eating high protein.
Right. He's a runner, he's probably eating high carb, low protein.
And the whole thing that, you know, I was looking at all of the research that is out there on mTOR. And when you actually read the studies and then you read the sites that are commenting on them, I'm like, where did this person get this from? Where from this study hypothesizing that increased mTOR, where are they getting supplementing with leucine and BCAAs is going to cause cancer? I mean, the most ridiculous thing.
Right.
That means don't eat food.
Right.
I'm sorry, but, you know, most plants contain amino acids.
Right, right,
leucine
right.
Leucine is more present in vegetable sources. So do we just, again, not eat? I mean, this is how stupid it is.
Yeah, pea protein has a very high leucine. Soy protein has very high leucine.
Yeah.
So, in other words, you can't eat those things either if you're worried about mTOR.
Broccoli, you're going to find leucine. I mean, again, leucine is present in a lot of things. It's important. Our bodies need leucine. There's a reason why there are essential amino acids. That means our body doesn't produce them, and they are essential for life.
Right.
Without them, we cease to exist. You know, there's no documented research, you know, that says taking in leucine or taking in BCAAs or eating a high protein diet is going to cause cancer. I will say right now on the record, it's all mumbo jumbo. It's media nonsense. It's not science. And the people that would write such a ridiculous thing in their papers,
it's clickbait.
They shouldn't be in the science.
Yeah, it's clickbait. It's clickbait because they know that this is popular right now. You know, meat is the devil, dairy is the devil, eggs are the devil, protein is evil, protein's going to cause cancer through mTOR pathways. And it's just what's popular today, that the media yep. agenda that they're promoting. Now, I want to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I want to get back into this. We're not talking about science today. I am not qualified to discuss the science of mTOR. I'm not. And the reality is, I don't really want to look at the science of mTOR, because I want to look at things that we can establish, actual facts. This is how epidemiology works, right? They look at a large population and they look for evidence of something. And when we look at bodybuilders, we don't see evidence of a higher cancer risk. And that in and of itself tells me there's more to the story than just mTOR. And my prediction is this. Cancer cells are evolutionarily dominant cells to non-cancer cells. They leverage everything that healthy cells need. Healthy cells need glucose, and cancer cells gobble it up 10 times faster. Healthy cells need methionine, and cancer cells can use them as an energy source. Cancer cells can use glutamine as an energy source. Cancer cells are going to use mTOR to grow faster, because that's what healthy cells do. So what do you? So I have an analogy I want to come back with in a second.
Okay.
And I want to use that to set up the next part of the interview. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm, and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There's growing interest in hemp CBD products within the fitness and wellness communities for focus and recovery. Are you one of those people? Then check out the H Hemp Company. Learn why they only use U.S.-grown hemp. See how a portion of every purchase at the H Hemp Company goes to helping stop the opioid and anti-anxiety drug epidemics. The finest full-spectrum hemp preparations with benefits patented by the U.S. Department of Health. Honestly, use code SHR and save 20% off plus free shipping. The H Hemp Company. Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice plus free shipping just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes.
The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to WildWestNutrition.com or click the banner ad at SuperhumanRadio.net.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. You know, the motto of this show is live strong or live longer, but nowhere do I say we're going to live forever. And just because of that, you should have life insurance. And there's no better company to get your life insurance from than Health IQ. Why? Because they underwrite healthy people. And so you save bundles of money on your life insurance, up to 30%. Go over to healthiq.com/SHR. Take the quiz. They care that you can deadlift your weight. They care that you go to the gym 3 times a week. They care that you eat paleo. They care about healthy people, and they save you money on your life insurance. HealthIQ.com/SHR. Get on board. So we're talking about the linkage between cancer and mTOR, which is the scientific community's latest witch hunt, in my humble opinion. And you know, and so here's the analogy I give when we talk about cancer in general. Money can be used to do good. Money can also be used by terrorist organizations to kill masses of people. So does that mean money should be eradicated? Of course not. It's a rhetorical question. Look, mTOR builds and turns over new cells. It builds valuable muscle that improves metabolic function and protects you against getting things like diabetes and dyslipidemia and sarcopenia that literally will ruin your life as you age. So why would we want to shut it off just because of some rogue cells? Why would we want to eradicate money just because terrorists use it?
Yeah, that is good.
I mean, it's just, this is the silliness of medicine today. You know, they look at one thing in a vacuum, go, oh, that's what we need to do. And it, especially when it comes to genetics. Look, Dr. Thomas Seyfried wrote an amazing book. Every doctor, every oncologist should have to read it. Cancer as a Metabolic Disorder, as a Metabolic Disease. In the book, he cites 2 studies that he was involved with where they took healthy cells and took the mitochondria out of cancer cells and put them in the healthy cells, and the oncogenes turned on. They did the opposite. They took the mitochondria out of healthy cells and put them in cancer cells, and the oncogenes turned off. What more do you need to understand that cancer starts in the mitochondria? Nothing. But medicine ignores it. And guess what affects the mitochondria? Your lifestyle, your diet, not mTOR.
Yep. Yeah, well, you know, this isn't the first and it's not the last, Carl. You know, next week it'll be something else.
Yeah, let's you and I make predictions. Let's play a game. Okay. So what's the next thing the cancer community is going to come out with and blame for cancer?
Because they constantly target our industry, I'm going to say they're going to continue with this protein, and I'm going to say you're going to see a study that says whey protein causes cancer.
Oh, yeah, I bet, because
that's
whey protein
prediction.
Turns mTOR up, baby,
yep,
up.
That's my, and it's high in leucine and BCA, so that's my prediction. That's going to be what's next.
I'm with you. I like that. I think you're right. I absolutely think you're right. Real quick, how are things going with the 6 free samples? I hear people are sending me pictures that they're getting stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not just sending like one of this and one of, you're sending little boxes and little bags and little jars of stuff.
They get a whole packet full of stuff. Lately there's been a shaker bottle, you know, some nice information that tells you about the product, you know, a full dose, you know, so somebody can take a packet of Carbolin and go train on it and, you know, be able to see how it works. You know, it's kind of Supplement Santa living without Supplement Santa having to do anything. Because Supplement Santa was very busy, you know, personally sending out all these. So I got smart and said, hey, why don't I just have production make up a bunch, and then we just put it on the website and let people, you know, who really want to try something and want to try the products, get it. But, no, there are hundreds a day are going out.
And are they being shipped USPS priority? How are they being shipped? I'm just curious.
Yeah, yeah, they're all going out USPS, so, you know, that's 3 to 5 days. So
right.
It's not like it's taken, you know, 12 weeks to get there. People are getting them. And, you know, obviously people are liking the product, and now people don't mind spending the money. You know, I have said it from day one, which is why you called me Supplement Santa several years ago, Carl, is, you know, when you go buy a car, you take it for a test drive. Ladies, do you ever buy any clothing without trying it on?
Right.
No. No.
Right.
Why would you just go buy a supplement because you heard some slick ad? No. Take it for a test drive, and that's what the sample packs are all about. You get an opportunity. And guess what? Let's say you buy one today, you try it, and you're not sure. Go get another one.
Mm.
There's no limit. The only limit is you can only get one at a time. But
right.
You can go back tomorrow and get yourself another one if you need to.
Right. Wow, I didn't even know that. That's pretty righteous, because a lot of companies are like, no, one per household. Once you order it, that's it. Go buy it now.
And most people have been really gracious. You know, I mean, they appreciate that it's free, and we haven't had anybody, you know, abusing that. We've had some people that have asked first, hey, look, I tried it. I'm not quite sure. Could I try it again? You know, thanks for asking. Absolutely. You know, I want to make sure that you do like those items before you spend your money. You know, too many people have cupboards full of supplements where they try it, don't like it, buy something else, don't like it. So it's been really good. And it's going really well.
And the reality is that $5.99 is truly for shipping. A lot of companies do something called a self-liquidator, right? So they take a product that's worth a dollar, and they tell you it's free, and the shipping only costs $5. So they charge you $6.50, and they actually make 50 cents on every free thing they give away. But the reality is that you're giving away quite a bit of free product here, and you're really only charging them for the shipping.
And actually, you know, all of the shipping rates went up the end of January, so now that packet is costing $6.49, and we're still only charging $5.99, so, you know, we're losing 75 cents or whatever on it. But, again, you know, we didn't feel like we needed to do that. As long as it, you know, we recoup, you know, the majority of just the shipping cost, you know, we want to cover the rest of it. So you can do that. If you, you know, find us at a trade show, you can come by and get samples there. I'm going to be in Orlando in April.
The
Orlando Europa show, and you can come see me. But that's what it's about, Carl.
It's great. And I'm going to send you the link from yesterday's Blueprint Power Hour, because you have to listen to the first 6 minutes.
I will.
It was a spontaneous event. It wasn't planned. And it was just a love fest. Rob Regish and I were talking about you. So you'll get that later on in the day, okay?
All right. Thank you, man. And I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, I just posted on Facebook these exact words. I feel too damn good to be this damn old. I really do, man. I feel so good. My training is going good. And the surgery's behind me. I'm blessed. I really am.
Somebody asked me the other night at the gym. They said, hey, why don't you compete again? And I just laughed. And they said, why? You can't? I said, well, you obviously asked me, why don't I? So you must think I look like I could. I said, no, there's a difference between can I and do I want to?
Yeah.
I said, look here, it's too much work. I did it, and I don't have the motivation or the time to do it. It's a full-time job. It isn't like you guys where you don't take it serious.
Yeah.
You know. So anyhow, that's a whole other discussion for another day.
All right, brother. Next week.
All right. Take care.
Bye. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Russ Scala, and we're going to have a really interesting and thought-provoking discussion on fiber. Once again, we're going to be using critical thinking. Stay tuned.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm, and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000 or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. So we're going to continue to use critical thinking today. Sorry, I'm coughing today. My next guest is Russ Scala. How you doing, Russ?
Good, brother. How are you?
Wonderful. Russ Scala runs an organization in Florida called Scala Precision Health. I'm sorry. You would think I smoke cigarettes the way I'm hacking. I don't even smoke pot anymore. His book, American Biohacker, is an amazing book. It's written in a style that you can't put it down. It reads like a Vince Flynn novel. But the guy is brilliant. And his brilliance comes from not just going lockstep with the science, but applying critical thinking. Russ believes like I do, and I don't even know. I haven't had this conversation with him, but when I say it, I bet you he's going to say, you're spot on. When what you know to be true contradicts the current science, abandon the current science and stay with what you know to be true. What would you say about that statement, Russ?
Yeah, I think we're all biochemically unique, and all of us have been indoctrinated into, you know, the dogma out there, like for instance, fat causes heart disease. Well, we know the American Heart Association is still preaching that, but in reality, we know heart disease is multifactorial. And that's just something that's happened since, you know, we all were kids. You know, we bought into to science. We thought physicians had our best interest at heart, and really they're not trained in nutrition, which is a big part of our health and which is what you always talk about.
And the reality is medicine fails to work, or medicine fails to be an effective sales product if you have to address everyone uniquely. And that's why medicine ignores it. They've taught us to think that this is the one thing that causes this. That is the one thing that, because if they don't do that, then they can't treat people by and large all the same and mass produce and mass sell solutions that obviously don't work for a large portion of the population. So it's imperative in their industry to act like everything is just a single factor. It's just this one factor. It's not multifactorial, because then they have to treat everybody differently. Isn't that true?
Yeah, it's a good example is what we talked about last time, Carl. You understand this. If you and I were in front of the Shark Tank and we were trying to sell a great idea, we would say, listen, medicine is compartmentalizing heart disease, diabetes, cancer, dementia. What Carl and I are going to do, we're going to set up a facility that treats all of those at the same time, and the Shark Tank guys are going to go, really? What are you going to do? Well, we're going to bring insulin levels down and treat inflammation. That's what they all have in common, but that's not what's being done right now. Anywhere in the United States. Anywhere.
Okay. So let's bust the myth that I have figured out a long time ago, but most people don't have it yet, and I want to talk about that. Rob Wolf came on my show 9 years ago and taught my audience about two of our ancestors, Australopithecus gracile and Australopithecus robustus. And the short story, the takeaway to understand from these two of our ancestors is that Australopithecus robustus was exclusively vegan, ate roots, ate dirt, in fact, it spent most of its day finding and chewing food. And as a result, it had a huge distended gut. It had broad jaw. It had huge teeth for grinding. Australopithecus gracile, apparently at some point in its trajectory, started to eat meat. It's assumed that they found bones and sucked the marrow out of them. That led them to start eating carrion, dead animals that they found that were freshly killed. I asked Dr. Daniel Lieberman when he came on the show one time when we talked about his book, The Story of the Human Body, when did we discover cooking? And he said, maybe after a forest burnt down and they found an animal freshly dead and cooked, and they went, wow, this is a lot more palatable than eating that animal raw. So they started to figure out that if you burnt the meat, it tasted better, and it kind of pre-digested it, if you will. So these are our meager beginnings. And Australopithecus robustus died off. It most likely died of nutrient deficiencies that just could not be satisfied by eating all day long shrubs and roots, tubers and bark of trees. Australopithecus gracile underwent an evolutionary transformation over tens of thousands of years. The jaw got narrower, the teeth got smaller, the distended gut went away, and the brain got bigger. Now, this is even documented by the folks at Wenner Gren Foundation. Dr. Leslie Aiello wrote a fantastic paper that makes it around the internet every now and then, that once we started eating meat, our brain got bigger. The reason it got bigger is because nutritional energy was spared. Eating more dense food meant you ate less of it. The gut got smaller. As the gut got smaller, the brain got bigger. So from that standpoint alone, we started then to restrict our fiber intake. Now, fast forward to today. We get, you got to eat high fiber. You got to eat more fiber in your diet. Why do they tell us to do that today? Because we have a metabolically sick population. We're trying to slow down gastric emptying, something our ancestors would have never done. None of our ancestors wanted to be full 5 hours later. None of our ancestors wanted to eat something, digest it, get back to work, look for more food, eat some more. But now that we are metabolically broken, we need things that slow gastric emptying down. Fiber slows it down. So remember, the message to eat more fiber happened when people became broken metabolically. Healthy people don't need more fiber. The fiber that you get from eating your broccoli, an apple, that is adequate. Now, you speak. Am I off base on this?
No, not at all. I mean, we could fast forward to the two tribes in Africa, the Bantu tribe, which is vegetarian, and then the Maasai, where the women are 6 feet tall, the men are close to 7 feet. And they studied the diets of these folks going back to the early 1900s. So you're spot on there. Again, this is more indoctrination. And what I just wanted to tell everybody, Carl, is that on the Russ Cali YouTube channel, I got the gut-brain connection latest research with a microbiome specialist that'll just reiterate everything we're saying right now. But you're spot on. Our microbiome is as diverse as our fingerprint. Okay, you are not what you eat. You are what you absorb. And if you're not absorbing nutrients properly, they're finding that a high-fiber diet slows the absorption of nutrients, that we need to rehab ourselves. A lot of times, when you have a lot of fiber in your diet, people with Crohn's disease and irritable bowel are always trying to find the right diet. Well, these folks have low IGF-1 and growth hormone levels, which speaks to the gut is going to resonate. It's ground zero for a lot of different disease states. And this is going to be crazy, and you're not going to believe this, but 1996, I traveled to the Great Smokies Diagnostic Lab in South Carolina. They were one of the only labs doing stool testing at the time, and we've been doing it ever since.
So now let's stay with this. This is really good. So high-fiber diets appear to slow gastric emptying, to slow blood sugar rises in metabolically broken people. High fiber diets could impair nutrient absorption, but yet we are being told that we must consume 30 grams of fiber a day or more based on the metabolically broken model today, not healthy model. So keep that in mind just for a second. So now look at a modern evolution of a disorder. 30 years ago, we didn't have SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. When the small intestine gets seeded by microbes and it starts to the digestion process is thrown off, it lowers the gastric acidity levels by this process. It causes bloating and disorders where you can't eat certain foods because they bloat you and you get sick. They cause irregular bowel movements, blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what you need? It's not enough just to have microbes like from kimchi in your digestive tract for the small intestine to be seeded. It needs prebiotics. That's fiber. I predict that a decade from now, they're going to come out and say SIBO may have been caused by the suggestion that people should eat more fiber. You have people out there that are taking fiber supplements every single day so they can have a good bowel movement. That's the wrong reason to take a fiber supplement. If you don't have a good bowel movement, you have to look at your diet, not fiber. And the reality is that I believe that SIBO is linked to the increase in fiber intake. What do you think of that?
No, I think, we just did some stool testing on some clients. And we went over there. There's a combination. Obviously, there's 1,000 different microbes in your intestinal tract that work in synergy with your metabolism. Some people have an imbalance in bifidobacteria and lactobacillus. Some of those bacteria are sugar cravers. They eat a lot of sugar. So when somebody goes on the ketogenic diet, they're actually shifting their microbiome, and they're going to feel symptoms. Well, a lot of them that feel the symptoms get scared and they go back to eating, the high carbohydrates when that's the time they need to power through the diet and deal with the symptoms. So anytime we're switching somebody to a ketogenic diet, we tell them to dial back their workouts be careful about working too much. Just kind of monitor your body symptoms, because you're not only changing on a cellular level, at the mitochondrial level, Carl, which you always mention, but your intestinal microbiome is changing. Those bacteria are changing, getting ready to handle the more essential fatty acids, the more, you know, essential amino acids. There are no essential carbohydrates in the Krebs cycle.
Interesting. So the reality is those microbes are fighting for life just like every other being on the planet, plant, animal,
exactly.
Human. So when you start to starve them, I'm going to be a little crude here, the microbes in your gut either poop things that are good for you or bad for you. Sometimes they poop things that protect them by influencing the brain to get you to seek the food that they want. They are the ones running the ship, not you. So when you start changing your diet and you feel the blahs and you feel sick, don't give up on the diet, because that actually could be chemical influences from those microbes saying, don't you dare starve us. We're just going to slow your brain down. We're going to give you aches and pains. We're going to make you feel sick. Is that too simplistic of an example?
No, I like that, because a lot of the times what people don't realize, Carl, is that in every plant out there, there's natural insecticides inside the plant. Now that we know these insecticides that are in the plant to protect the plant actually damage the microbiome and the intestinal tract. And, you know, I answer questions a couple of nights a week on Facebook for people that are on all-meat diets, people that have moved away from vegan to become carnivorous, and how they feel, the accolades they give this new diet, how their joint pain went away. Like I said, everything resonates from the intestinal tract. That's ground zero, whether it's nutrition, hormonal replacement therapy. If I want to rehab a brain injury patient, and I work with a brain injury patient, high level, just last year in town here, a kid had a stroke. We measured his microbiome. This is going to be really interesting. What they were feeding him at the number one stroke rehab center was so high in inflammation, it caused an imbalance in his intestinal tract, which led to high carnation, which is a brain inflammatory marker. So we had to shift his feeding tube solution into a more ketogenic solution to combat that. And like I said, you know, this was the best stroke rehabilitation center in the United States. I documented everything on video on the Russ Scali YouTube channel. It's under the John Michael Protocol. And we compared what they did at the Mayo Clinic, and then we compared what our team did with our neurologist doctors and everybody I brought on board for that. That was extremely high level. But what we can glean from that is, if you're a brain injury patient or a stroke patient, the intestinal tract, the flora, is going to come into play.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. In fact, I made a prediction on yesterday's show that osteoarthritis is, in fact, autoimmune related as well. And because we know obese people are inflammatory factories. Their body is producing inflammatory cytokines and all sorts of pro-inflammatory chemicals all day long. They get arthritis in their neck. They get arthritis in their hands. Those are not weight-bearing joints. Like, the reason your knees are wearing out is because you're so overweight. No, it's because inflammation is attacking chondrocytes in your knees and in your neck and in your hands. And so it's not just rheumatoid arthritis that starts with your diet. It's osteoarthritis as well. And this is going to be, I predict 10, 15 years from now, you're going to see studies starting to link osteoarthritis to autoimmunity as well.
Yeah, I think it's going to be sooner than that, Carl. I really do.
I want to take a break, and we're going to pick it up on the other side. Plug your YouTube channel again. Russ does some of the best, hardest hitting, fast. Like if videos were food, Russ Scala's videos are beef, because they're nutrient dense, they're information dense. They give you the most information in the shortest period of time. You got to watch them 4 or 5 times because they're so chock full of great information. Tell people how to find your YouTube channel.
Folks, it's the Russ Scala YouTube channel. It's RussScala YouTube. You could subscribe to it. And I just uploaded all the information on what Carl and I are talking about today about the gut-brain connection. I had an expert on the microbiome talk about the testing we're doing here in Winter Park, Florida.
And keep in mind, this discussion we're having today, I have not been influenced by anybody but from my own critical thinking about what's going on with fiber. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes. The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to WildWestNutrition.com or click the banner ad at SuperhumanRadio.net.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KETOKANA is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KETOKANA and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KETOKANA banner ad today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. I don't know how to get that song out of our library. It's so vulgar. Anyway, I apologize for that. We're talking with Russ Scala. Before we get on with that, you know, the underlying thing that affects health the most is diet, and getting healthy foods is trouble for some people. They live in food deserts, but Thrive Market has solved that problem. Thrive Market allows you to buy healthy, high-quality foods at a fraction of the cost that you would pay if you went to Whole Foods or someplace like that. If you go to superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Market banner ad, you can get $60 worth of free organic grocery and free shipping just for trying them. Or go to thrivemarket.com/superhumanradio to take advantage of it. I just placed an order. I'm going to video when it comes in because I love Thrive Market. You should too. So, Russ, let's talk about this idea that we need more fiber to digest the red meat. Dr. George Tuliatos raised this question in the thread that started you and I realizing that you and I are coming from the same exact camp when it comes to fiber. So what about this nonsense that, oh, if you eat red meat, you've got to have fiber in your diet?
Well, I think meat has fiber in it, but again, I'm not shooting anybody down. Here's what I've seen over 40 years. We started the ketogenic diet in 1996, and we were all triathletes, and I'll tell you, we made a lot of mistakes, but we still learned a lot, and we're still learning. Listen, you know, everybody is biochemically unique. What age are we talking about, Carl? Now, if we have a guy that's in his 60s, that's under a lot of stress, and he's pumping out some cortisol, he's worried about his job, or maybe he's gone through a divorce, he may need some digestive enzymes because his stomach isn't creating the HCL.
Right.
So when medicine uses sweeping generalizations, think how many doctor's offices are in the United States, okay? Think how many nutritionalists are out there giving bad information. Think about the schools and the books and the colleges we're going to have to change. This is why Eric Topol's book, The Patient Will See You Now, he alerts the medical community, and he says this in about 400 pages. People are going to form communities, they're going to run their own lab work, they're going to do the results, and they're going to research results, and they're going to get well all without a physician. And that's sort of what's going on right now. So anybody that's listening to mainstream media, when you go into the doctor's office, when you watch what's on TV, watch what's on TV inside the office, the mainstream media is not going to give us what we need. We need that, you know, this is the blockbuster video that never saw Netflix coming. What we're all doing, Carl, we're Netflix. We've got to drive people through our distribution channel of information so they can get the real science and apply it to themselves and their family members. That's the only way out of this.
You know, you said something very interesting. We assume that beef has no fiber. We also assume that beef has no vitamin C, only because the USDA has never bothered to test beef for the presence of these other constituents. But we know now that beef has vitamin C in it. The first telltale sign that beef had vitamin C was the fact that both the Chinese army and the Nordic army brought cows and performed animal husbandry on ships that went out to sea for years, and none of them developed scurvy because they were eating fresh beef all the time. Now,
there you go.
Look at Americans. We canned vegetables, and we all got scurvy. So this idea that beef has no fiber is just because no one's checked it for fiber yet. But we know that everything the animal eats makes it into the meat. We know that if an animal eats grain, the lectins make it into the meat. That's why people who are lectin sensitive, they're told, oh, well, don't eat dairy and don't eat eggs because those are... No, if the cows are fed grains, if the chickens are fed grains, the eggs are going to have the constituents of those eggs in them, and the meat of the chicken and the eggs of the chicken are going to have the constituents of that feed in them. Whatever you feed the animal resides in its body, just like it resides in ours.
Well said.
So this idea that beef has no fiber in it, but more importantly, I want to talk about poop for a second, because here in the United States, there's two things you can't talk about in open company, and that's sex and poop. Everybody becomes puritanical all of a sudden. Oh, you know, they get uncomfortable. But if you're not looking in the toilet bowl after you take a dump, you're missing one of the best predictors that your diet is working for you. If you poop like Carvel custard, you got a problem. You're eating the wrong foods. And guess what does that? Fiber. Poop should be solid. It could be wet, but it should be solid and well-formed. I don't care if it's a bunch of little rocks pressed together or if it's a torpedo looking. It should be solid and well-formed. That's how you know if what you are eating is good for you. Forget about what everybody else tells you.
Yeah, that's great advice. And I know, being involved in medicine as long as I have, I know people don't like to talk about this. But here's a very interesting thing. I got a lot of friends that are really high level malpractice attorneys. One of the hardest things when somebody goes into the hospital is to get rid of those nosocomial infections, because they got the super bugs inside the hospitals, mm-hmm, right? They mm-hmm. kill a lot of people, especially one of them called C. diff. Now, there's really no cure for C. diff in MRSA, but what they're finding out now is, this is really interesting, they're doing fecal transplantations from healthy people inside of the people with this severe C. diff that is antibiotic resistant, and they're healing them with the fecal transplantation.
Yes.
Now, this information on fecal transplantation goes back 1,000 years. So again, we're getting back into the intestinal tract, re-inoculating the intestinal tract. They've done studies with mice and animals. They're going to be doing them with humans, that you take an obese mouse and a thin mouse, take the fecal transplantation out of the thin mouse, insert it into the microflora, and all of a sudden it helps with the weight loss, it helps with the fat loss. So again, this is a whole new paradigm. Physicians aren't talking about it. The colleges aren't talking about it. So where do people get this information? They get it here.
Yes, that's right. And you know what? My mom, when she was in the nursing home, had C. diff. And my mom was saved by a fecal transplant from my niece, Kelly.
Love it.
That was,
wow.
Geez, I don't know how many years ago. Yes. And let me take it a step further for a second. There are now scientists working on isolating microbes from feces and then encapsulating them into enterically coated capsules and delivering them to the colon via oral administration. This is on the horizon. We're going to see everybody taking advantage of this. I did a show 4 years ago, 3 years ago maybe, about this phenomenon where patients who were getting fecal transplants for C. diff was seeing other remarkable changes that were unintended. So, for instance, a woman who had lifelong alopecia, she had no eyebrows, she was almost completely bald, got a fecal transplant from a relative to cure C. diff, and her hair grew back within like 6 months. We see obese patients becoming lean when they get the fecal transplant from a lean member of the family. We see the opposite, too. We've seen lean people put on weight when they get a fecal transplant from an obese person. Dr. Daniel Lieberman came on this show, and I said to him, the more I learn about our microbiome, the more I realize that we are insignificant. We were a necessary vehicle. So, because our microbes needed hands to pick up things, needed a mouth to masticate things and deliver what it wanted. It sends the signals to the brain what it wants. And we just go out. So we are less significant than the 4.5 pounds of bugs we carry around in us.
No, exactly. Spot on. That's all cutting edge information you're talking about right now.
Russ, let's talk about the book for a minute, because then I know you got to get going. You have patients to see. How is the book doing? The book is fantastic. I read this book. It's a page turner, folks. You feel like you're reading. Russ Scala's life is so interesting. Where he started as a paramedic and then a paramedic attached to a SWAT team, working with sick people. His 30,000 foot view of illness is like no other. He connects dots in the book that make you go, oh my God, this makes such sense. Again, Russ, without maybe tooting his own horn, is a disciple of critical thinking. How's the book doing, man?
It's good. I just, I wrote that book when I was in a really dark place. You know, I told you about that. And, I found my folks dead inside the house. I got hit in the chest with a howitzer. I really didn't know what to do. So I started writing about how they raised me. And the old man was a union leader, and my mom was Irish. My dad was Italian, and they just put me out on the tip of the spear. I started working in a hospital at like 13 years old, bro. So as I was writing the book in this very dark place, as you know, when you go through traumas, you're pretty much alone. And I just started writing the book, and you know, with my ADD and dyslexia, I put about 60,000 words in my phone because I would pull over when I would get upset and stuff, and I would just start writing. And I was seeing clients at the time, which became my second family. And before you know it, it was done, and I got called by an editor, and I can't even turn. I can't even look back on it right now, Carl. I'm on to something else, but it helped me get through a really rough time. And everybody seems to, I can't believe what people are saying about it. In fact, I can't even believe what you're saying about it. It just came from my head, out through my fingers, into my phone. That's it.
It reads like a Vince Flynn novel. It really does. It's especially at the beginning of the book, when you were attached to the SWAT unit. You were really like in the center of a tornado every single day, and your honesty and the bearing of your soul about how you were getting through, you know, how you would light up the Marlboro, you knew when to light it up. So when you got out of the meat wagon, you jumped right into action, into like, you know, saving people's lives. My son was on an ambulance for a while as a paramedic. And it's a highly stressful job, not to mention that they pay paramedics nothing. They pay them nothing for doing that job. It's sad that these guys are the triage and the beginning of life-saving events, and they pay these people nothing compared to what they do. But the book, it pulls you in. It's like, man, I felt like I was reading a political espionage novel. I really did.
Yeah, I just, every story I was trying to send a message to folks about, you know, like with what you're doing, Carl, a small group of people with a computer and a really good search engine can really turn around family members, brother. I really seen it. And what I learned as a paramedic attached to the SWAT team and then being a triathlete, you know, I'm like Forrest Gump going through all these different things. That emergency work, it helps me resonate with veterans right now, because even though I haven't been in battle, I know what they're going through physiologically, cortisol right. Levels. Yeah, I cut to the chase very quickly, and a lot of these doctors that work in addiction centers, they look at me with their mouth open. They're like, how do you do this? And I'm like, I don't fucking know. It just comes to me. It's part of my history. I've got a good team around me. Like I said, I worked in the emergency room in high school. I was fascinated, like you are, Carl, with the metabolism, and I just kept building on that, you know?
Nate Morrison does a show every Thursday called Military Fitness Radio with me, and a couple weeks ago he was on with Nathan Cragg, and they talked about the dark side of being in a firefight. Now we're talking about special forces types guys, but this is also for anybody who is deployed actively in combat, taking lives or having their life taken. And the way they described it was what I've heard a lot of athletes come on this show and talk about, flow state. And we think it just happens in snowboarding or skiing or high level athletic performance. But when you are part of a detail, I don't know, 20 guys, 30 guys that have trained together to be in battle, and you have that moment in time where you are now on the ground and you are killing or being killed, these guys get into flow state, and it could possibly be the highest level of flow state ever experienced, because it taps into evolutionary components of our darker, wilder side. And
yeah,
like
exactly.
Nathan Cragg said, you feel like you're part of a pack of wolves. Everything is, so it's orchestrated violence. It's orchestrated right. Aggression. It's this higher level of awareness. And when these guys get out of that and then they come home, there is nothing that can replace that, for lack of better terms, high. They want to go back, and that's why these guys go back and get deployed. Like Nate, I think he's been deployed like 30 or 40 times, because he said, Carl, he said, I can go to work for somebody doing something, but over there, he goes, I'm shaping nations. I'm building a world. I have an impact on a global basis by that little piece of war that we're fighting right there, and nothing compares to that feeling.
Yeah, it's addicting, and I couldn't deal with citizens. I couldn't deal with relationships.
Yeah, you said that. You could only be around your own fellows, yeah. Right? Yeah.
I think that's where I say now, show me your three best friends, I'll show you your health. So I wasn't around a really healthy community back then, because in order to deal with that trauma, seeing all that bad shit all the time, being covered with every body fluid, including brain matter, I didn't have anybody to talk to, and I definitely wasn't going to go to a counselor because I wanted to get promoted to lieutenant.
Right.
So I would drink. So we all were pretty much drinking every day, which wasn't healthy. But once I shifted my community to the athletes and I quit that kind of work, it was like I walked into another world. It was like it saved my life, because that job was going to kill me. And that's why I relate to the troops so much. You only have so many tours of duty. You only can run so many emergency calls, and you're done.
Yeah, you're spent. The book is called American Biohacker. The picture on it is amazing. Russ has a stethoscope over his neck, and then he's got what appears to be a high-powered machine gun under his arm. And this is the way he was when he was detailed to a SWAT team, saving lives, but being prepared to have to take a life too if necessary. The book is fantastic. It's on Amazon, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, American Biohacker. I'm telling you, if you want to, this is the most unique book in the world, because somehow it intersects the pursuit of health with almost a dramatic espionage feeling to it. It's really a great book. I have to commend you. You should write more. You should write more books. I would also say that someday when you retire, and I know you're laughing as soon as I say that, because guys like you and I don't retire, but you should actually try writing fiction. I think you'd be really good at it, quite frankly.
Yeah, no, I've heard that from a couple people, and you know what's funny? I was yelled at all the time in school for writing because I was no good at punctuation. But once I met somebody that taught me how to write stream of consciousness, while I was writing that book, every day I was sort of looking forward to the next chapter, because I knew when I was in the zone and in the flow state writing that book, I wasn't thinking about my parents. So I'm going to get back to it, man. And listen, I appreciate all you've done and everything you're doing, and I'm always a phone call away for you or anybody in your family.
Thank you, Russ. I appreciate that. I may have to call you because of my AFib. I want to see if there's anything I can do to change it. It's not a nuisance at this point in time, but I do want to address that, and I will get in touch with you about that. Thank you for offering
Okay. Yeah, brother, for sure.
All right, look, talk to you soon, okay?
All right, man, be safe.
All right, thanks. All right, so that's it for today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. Again, an hour of critical thinking on two different topics. Try cutting back on your fiber. See what happens to you. If you have gut issues, if you don't have gut issues, just see what happens. Watch your stool. Look at your bowel movements. They will tell you whether or not your diet is good for you. And high fiber diets are for metabolically broken people. They're not for healthy people. That's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.